participants in Lancaster County's Veterans Court, a program that helps veterans in trouble with the law to turn their lives around. The barracks is believed to be the first such facility in the United States. LancasterOnline.com has the full story. Police are still seeking help in identifying two retail theft suspects accused of stealing two boxes of Mucinex from a Rite Aid pharmacy on North 3rd Street earlier this month. According to Harrisburg Police, the incident occurred on September 4th on the 2100 block of North 3rd Street. Police say the female suspect entered the store and stole the boxes, and the male suspect returned shortly afterward and returned those same items for a gift card refund. Anyone with information about the suspects is asked to contact Harrisburg Police at 717-558-6900 or submit a tip through Crime Watch. That's what's happening. I'm Riley Nichols.
Thanks, Riley. Weather-wise, mostly cloudy today. We're looking at mid-70s for the high. Mostly cloudy tonight. There is about a 30% chance to 50% chance of showers or storms after midnight. Low 62. Now, Saturday looks really nice. Partly sunny, high 73. The first full day of fall Sunday, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and highs near 67. It is currently 71 in York and Lancaster, 73 and cloudy right now in Harrisburg. Mennonite Disaster Service Executive Director Kevin King joins us in the studio to bring us up to date on the aftermath of Florence and the flooding crisis and how we can help through the work of MDS. It is so great to be back talking with
great
you again,
here,
Kevin
Lita,
King.
Lisa.
It's great to see you, but as you said when you walked in, there must have been a disaster. We need to meet and talk up when it's not just this
kind
sunny.
Of a
situation.
Maybe this Saturday the sun's going to come out and we can meet again.
Yes, that would be lovely. Now, you have been helping people clean up and rebuild and get back up on their feet after so many disasters. I'm just curious, any idea how the destruction from Florence will compare to previous disasters that you've personally worked with?
Yeah. Well, I often say, by the way, good afternoon and thank you, Lisa, for this opportunity to be here and speak to my friends on air and to give a shout out to say thank you for your support to Mennonite Disaster Service. We couldn't do it without you and our volunteers. So I give God thanks for that. Yes, floods and especially hurricanes like Hurricane Florence are so insidious that these kinds of floods, they just paralyze people. Not only because of so much loss of destruction and life and disruption, but the floods do not go away. Tornadoes come and go, and you have an ending point. Mm-hmm. And in this situation with the floods such as Florence, I mean, I'm reading that meteorologists are saying this is the wettest and potentially the most tropical system to ever hit North Carolina. Some communities, they're getting up to 3 feet of rain. Mm. So this stays around.
Imagine.
And that, yeah, along the coast, it's so flat. It takes a while for this water to drain out.
I know I was looking online just a couple hours ago. CBS had posted that there's a new round of evacuations ordered
right.
in South Carolina.
Right.
So it just seems to be never ending. So Mennonite Disaster Service, talk about how you respond to a situation like this.
Right. So there's various phases in a disaster. You have the incident that happens, and then there's the search and rescue phase, which is happening right now, which Mennonite Disaster Service volunteers rarely get involved with. That's usually the fire, police, and local trained authorities. And so when that is finished, they go in and inspect these homes to make sure there's no loss of life or pets or animals. Once the area is cleared, and then the National Guard or other authorities allow Mennonite Disaster Service volunteers to enter and other local trained early response teams, we enter in and go home to home with the homeowner's permission. And then we do what we call the muck out phase or clean out phase. And that's messy, it's dirty, it's musty and moldy. After that process is done, could be two, three, this could be months actually in North Carolina, South Carolina. Then there's a space where you determine who has insurance and who don't. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. there'll be many, Lisa, without insurance in this
case.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Then there's the long-term recovery phase, which happens for years and years. And
yeah.
so this will be, we'll be there for the long haul.
Yeah. Well, I had the opportunity to travel with MDS,
right.
and it was either 2010 or 11, and I went to Louisiana, and we were broadcasting coverage on WJTL. And we were in the Grand Bayou area, also over at the Louisiana-Texas border. Mm-hmm. And people there were still trying to put their lives back together, some of them from Katrina.
Exactly.
And that had happened 5 years before. So, you know, I think, you know, these disasters happen if it's not in our very own community. Mm-hmm. The media leaves, we forget. And that's when you guys are sometimes just starting
right.
the work. And like you said, you're there for years to come. So there's that need that continues for many, many years.
That's the hard part is long after the disaster, often people say, well, what are you doing in this location? Or why are you still in Lake County, California, or in Williams Lake, British Columbia, Canada, or Louisiana? What? Oh,
yeah.
There was a, yeah, they forget.
Right.
And also the homeowners feel this too. It's like once it's out of the news, they feel abandoned, they feel forgotten, and there's that sense of who cares for us. So it's the spirit, it's the walking along with these disaster survivors that our volunteers, it makes a huge difference mm-hmm. just to be there with them. Not in that we often say the sound of the hammer, it brings hope mm-hmm. in the rebuilding phase.
So talk about volunteers. I know there's a lot of people, they want to be hands-on, they want to be there. Maybe some of us are not as good with a hammer.
Exactly.
Talk about the different ways that we can volunteer. I know some people, too, want to rush to volunteer, and that's not always the best way to go about it.
Exactly. The first phase of volunteers often is the trained early response team people that we've trained. So they go in, and it's back-breaking work. You have to be mindful of the sensitivities of the mold and all of those issues. Long hours. We don't know where, like the teams that will probably start going next Monday, we don't know yet where they'll be sleeping or eating. They'll be taking water along with them and probably some MREs, meals ready to eat. But we never know where they eat. So it's tough work. But yeah, MDS is more than just volunteers that go into the field. I think of last Wednesday when ABC 27 came and had a telethon. We had folks that came that manned the telephones, and it was amazing. Mm. We had a person there from in the morning, Marion. She came at 5:30, and she was with us to 11:45 that evening, providing coffee. She even baked two cakes, providing food for the volunteers. So our volunteers come in all kinds of stripes. You don't have to swing a hammer. They can even come unskilled in the recovery process, because we'll train, we'll work with you. I don't know, Lisa, maybe you still have calluses from that experience in Louisiana, but we often say, if you want to come, we'll match you up with a skilled volunteer and train you. One skilled volunteer per three unskilled, and we can help build a house.
Mm. Oh, my word. I was so impressed with those volunteers.
Yeah.
And they came from different church denominations and from all over. It was fun because when I was on the Grand Bayou in that area, there was actually a Mennonite church from Lancaster County who was also there. So that was fun to have that Lancaster County connection. But, the long hours they worked. They worked so hard. And, of course, you're dealing, too, with mosquitoes. Yep. And there were crazy gnats. We were actually wearing mosquito things over our heads, like the mosquito netting. Yeah.
There's not enough of mosquito spray to chase those hungry bugs away. Of course, you know, we're fresh blood from the north, so maybe it was that kind of.
That might have been.
No, well, you're right. It is hard work, but it's rewarding, though, to meet the homeowner and to see that sense of hope starting to come back and build those relationships. I still get letters and postcards in our office of the words of thanks from homeowners many years ago.
Oh, and I know some of them shared stories with me that we played on the radio, and some of them were very, very emotional.
Right.
And you're right, it had been 5 years had gone by. They were just so grateful and thankful.
Exactly.
You know what else I also learned down there is that apparently when Mennonite churches from Lancaster County visit, the coffee flows nonstop. The lady that was cooking said, I have never had to serve so much coffee in my life.
That's right. It's a good staple.
That's right. We are talking with Kevin King, the Executive Director of Mennonite Disaster Service. And we will be back right after this song to talk a little bit more and finish up our conversation and share more about how you can help. You picked out a song,
song
is very appropriate.
I'll probably choke up speaking about it, but this song buoys me many times.
It's Ryan Stevenson, and I